Doc Walker in the building. Hello, doctor. I didn't see you there. Doc, you want to join us and talk Terry? Doc does not want to join us and talk Terry. A whole bunch of people do, though. Trying to keep these phone lines open. Let people understand. You know, it's not the end of the world with Terry yet. Mm-hmm. Phone lines are packed, so I'm just going to let the people talk. It's been a fun show, kind of just letting callers dominate. For all the haters that say I never take calls, listen to today's show over and over.
I've been doing this for 5 years.
Dave's in Rockville. Dave, what up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. First, before we get to Terry, B. Mitch, I'm a longtime Dallas Cowboy, lifetime Cowboys fan, and you belong in the Hall of Fame. If I had a vote, you'd be in.
Appreciate you,
no
sir.
Questions asked.
Thank you very much.
And not a Terry. I'm a former budget guy with the government, so just check these numbers out. Based on his last 5 years, average 80 catches, if you give him $30 million, that's $375,000 a catch and $27,000 for every yard based on the last. That's a lot of money per catch and per yard. I just thought I'd like to point that out. I don't think any wide receiver, quarterback, or running back is worth more than the five guys up front who give them a chance to make that money. If you don't pay the offensive line, you're done.
Yep, but they don't get paid like that, like the wide receivers and the running backs.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, man. Yep. Thanks,
Thank
Dave.
You.
Take care, dude. Keep the phone lines going. Deacon is on the line. What's up, Deke?
Hey, what's going on, JP? I'm all ears, baby. Brian,
that's my guy.
I'm 10 toes down, baby.
All right, baby.
Yeah. Hey, look, all we're going to do is, what we going to do? We're going to sing and dance. We're going to hold each other's hand. Let's have a come-to-Jesus moment right here, all right? Give the man his guaranteed money. And Brian, talk to your people on the inside. You know who they are. Somebody get a word out to Magic. Somebody talk about your guaranteed money, son. That's what he needs to get because he could play today and be broke up tomorrow. But at least JD5 will have the man that he knows he can depend on. Terry's he's a security blanket. We know that he's a security blanket because he was there when we ain't had nothing. And he was doing something. So, yeah, get a man his guaranteed money, get him signed up, and we'll take our lumps as we go. $3 million is nothing when you're making 40 and 30 and 40 million a year. You know what I mean?
Thanks for the call, Deke. Appreciate you, bud.
I'm with the guaranteed thing.
Yeah. The guarantees, dude, I just tweeted it out. Like, if DK Metcalf has to be your marker, don't worry about the AAV. Worry about what DK got guaranteed. He got $60 million fully guaranteed at signing. Washington could get that done over the weekend. Two at 28, convert some money this year. You're probably going to convert some money this year regardless.
Mm-hmm.
You get that thing to 64. When did the $64 million man, who was that guy?
That was a $60 million man.
Bang, 60.
No, that was a $6 million man.
Inflation. Inflation, bitch. Let's go to Jaime in Manassas. Jaime's our guy. Saw him at training camp the other day. What's up, dude?
What up, Jaime?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing, guys?
Good. I'm good.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm a little frustrated with what's going on with Terry McLaurin, man. He deserves the money. Whoever is talking about how much he's making for a catch have to remember the crappy quarterbacks he's played with, the offensive coordinators we have here, they didn't know how to use him. And you know what? I don't think there would be so much noise if it was any other player in the roster but Terry McLaurin. He's one of us. He's a leader. He's a great player. He's done everything that is being asked for him and more, and he deserves the money. Come on, guys. Pay the guy.
That's a good call, Jaime.
All right, brother.
I think a lot of people feel the way you do. Thanks for the call, bro. I think a lot of people feel that way. I think my advice to the organization would be, if they're 30 and you're 27, get to 29. Make it right. You're giving more than you want.
Yep.
and just get this thing done. I'm not sure it's that simple. And I do think they can only go to a point of trying to get this done. You want to deal at 50-50, you can go to 60-40 to try to do the right thing. But you got to have a limit too, man. You can't go to 70-30. Landfill prefers 69-31. Darren is in Maryland. Darren, what's up?
What's up with y'all, man? How y'all doing?
Chill out, man.
I just don't understand if Terry plays this season. I heard him say that he doesn't want to step on the field without a new contract. Maybe it's just me. I don't understand. If he goes out and balls out this season, you know, let's call it 1,300 yards, 17 touchdowns, would that give him more grounds for a better contract, like talk with better contract at the start of the next season? It's not like the new contract won't hit. The new contract's not going to hit until his age 31 season. Is there a downfall for him somewhere with that?
Yeah, he'll be making 32. He'll be making 31 then instead of making 30. And then they're going to – that age, every time it go another year, you think they're not going to keep discussing that age?
That's true. But like he said, he has no injuries. You know, Terry still looks fine. I mean,
the highest amount of guaranteed money he can get is right now. There's a reason this is all happening right now. Because a year from now, the fully guaranteed money, the AAV might go up, but the fully guaranteed will go down.
Drop.
The highest chance of the biggest guaranteed bag, the money he knows will go into his bank account, can happen right now.
Happen right now. Okay. So no matter how he balls out, he's still a depreciating asset, basically. You know, it's not going to get any more.
Unfortunately,
that's why it seems.
Not maybe on a per year basis, right? Because if he continues to be a stud, maybe 2 years from now, the salary cap jumps up to 350, and all of a sudden Terry makes 36 for 1 year. But it still wouldn't be guaranteed like it would be now. The reason they want to lock in now, just to go one step further, is you can say, why can't Terry just play on this contract this year, ball out, and get paid? There's not much guaranteed money on this year. So if he gets hurt, what the heck happens? You know, and you don't like to think like that, but that's the reality of why all this is happening now. Good call, though. Thanks, Terry.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, dude. Steve is in Arlington. Steve, what up, dude?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm calling just, doing a little retro sports call here, thinking back to the situation with Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan and how Scottie Pippen was not able to renegotiate a contract. And he hung in there as sort of the right-hand man to Michael Jordan through quite a few seasons. And I'm just wondering if there's any parallel or lesson learned that you guys see in the situation right now with Terry and the historic case of Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan and the Bulls' management refusing to pay Scottie.
I'll let you answer that one, B. Thanks, Steve.
I don't know if they refused to pay Scottie, but I don't think there's no parallel. Scottie didn't want to sign.
Scottie got locked into a long-term deal.
He got locked into a deal that they all told him not to do.
The only parallel I see with that call is when the gummy hits and the way Steve was talking. That's the parallel I saw. Joe is in Manassas. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love this show as always. And I'm glad Steve's not the general manager. But anyway, I'm putting my general manager hat on right now. I'm a
Put
Peters,
on.
Man. Let's do it. Hey, so let me ask you this. I'm going to offer him $25 million, right? Just like they probably are. He probably wants $30 million. I'll do $28 million. Let's do $28 million. I'm not giving anything else. He hasn't done anything. Like our franchise, new management, Terry's great. We love him. I love him. We're good. But what, you know what I mean? Moving forward, I'm not paying a guy that's under contract when he's 31, 32. Hey, let Terry go out there and play. If you don't want to play, what are you going to do? Sit out at age 30 years old? I'm calling the man bluff.
Yeah, like, but see, on, you would lose a whole damn team, too. That's not going to work.
But B. Mitch, why wouldn't you let him sit out? Like, I mean,
because they
want
to win. Why would you let a talented athlete sit out if you're not going to be? You want him to win. You don't want to just have him sitting there.
Yeah, you want to win this year, but you don't want to pay a 31 or 32 year old receiver $30 million when he's 31 or 32.
But what if he's performing at a high level at that moment? Who cares?
What if the track record? You have to go on track record, B. Mitch, and I go on his track record.
His track record. His track record has been stellar.
Well, he hasn't played. He's not 30 years old
yet. But
so
you haven't seen him play at 30. You've seen him play so far, and he hasn't dropped off, has he?
Let me ask you this, B. Mitch. If I let him sit out this year, we don't have a Terry McLaurin, right? And he does, and he plans to sit out all season. What is he going to make next year on the market? What is he? It's not going to be $28 million. It's going to be like, what is he going to get? 15.
So in other words, you just say, I'm going to just go and blow everything up, treat my star player like a piece of crap, and you think you're going forward, you're going to have a great
I'm the general manager of the Commanders. I'm not the general manager of players' feelings.
You don't understand,
bro.
You don't understand. You don't have a clue, dude.
You don't understand,
you're repeating
brother.
Crap you heard on social media. You don't have a clue. You don't have a clue.
This is what I think in my head.
All you do is repeating everything I've heard every day from everybody. You're repeating. You don't know this stuff.
We got to go to break, Joe. Thank you for the call. We're hard up against it. Nobody go anywhere. We're going to try to get through as many calls as we can before the show is over. It's B. Mitch Finley.